Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, May 14th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Don't Harbor Resentment. Our text is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Passage 6. The Spirit says through Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20, in malice be as children, but in understanding be men. Children don't keep malice. They don't have a resentment. They have a pure and innocent mind. That's how God wants us to live. The same admonition He gave in our theme verse is repeated in Colossians chapter 3 verse 8. It says, but now ye put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. All these are listed together because they are all related. Resentment will prompt you to negative actions and filthy communication. Therefore, eschew it. So many ventures today were started on the basis of resentment. Someone was angry about the way things were being done in a certain establishment and went on to start his own. Even some churches have been started that way too. You can't get God's approval on a venture, enterprise, or action that has anger, resentment, and bitterness as its driving force. The Lord Jesus alluded to this in Matthew chapter 23 verses 27 and 28 when He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whitened sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Harboring resentment, bitterness, anger, hatred, or jealousy eventually produces adverse effects in a person because these negative forces have led people to unwholesome actions. Remember, we are called to walk in love. When you walk in love, you are a master. You are in dominion. The Bible says love isn't self-seeking, touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, neither does it pay attention to a suffered wrong. Hallelujah. Please take this confession with you. I refuse to allow resentment, hatred, jealousy, envy, bitterness, anger, strife, spite, ill will or baseness of any kind to take root in me. My heart is full of God's love, kindness and compassion. As I express these lavishly everywhere, and to everyone to the delight of the Father. Amen. For further study, please read Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30 from the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3 from the Contemporary English Version, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, and Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 from the Amplified Classic. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, when you walk in love, you are a master, you are in dominion. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.